This is Elizabeth Blair. Let's face it, watching any living creature slip, stumble, get squashed, or just thwack its enemy is a blast. In the end, said Charlie Chaplin, everything is a gag. And in animation, sky's the limit. Laws of gravity need not apply. In Finding Nemo, a big pelican swoops through a window into a dentist's office, flaps all over the place, knocks over the instrument table. In Toy Story, the almighty claw in the vending machine descends on the hopeful squeaky toys.
Claw is our master. Claw chooses who will go and who will stay.
This is ludicrous.
From Despicable Me, one minion ping-pongs another minion who's hooked to the end of a fishing line. In the big studio features, there are hundreds of people who spend their days figuring out how to manufacture this silliness from the ground up. So where do they go for inspiration? Chris Buck, co-director of Frozen, used to teach animation at CalArts. He says he would tell his students, go out into the world and observe.
Just become a fantastic observer of people, animals, everything.
How they're built, how they bend, how their bodies move when they trip. And above all, how they feel. Dean DeBlois, who co-directed How to Train Your Dragon, says sometimes it takes a team of animators coming together for a gag session.
Where we come up with, like, here's the movie, it's working really well. Are there 10% more laughs we could get just by, you know, putting a bunch of smart people together and saying, what if you did this?
Jimmy Hayward, who recently directed Free Birds, learned a valuable lesson when he was just getting started as an animator. One of his first jobs was on Toy Story.
These toys are trying to actually kill each other. They're like throwing each other out of windows and off moving trucks into the jaws of dogs. I remember thinking, like, wow, where there's great conflict and great peril, there's great room for comedy.
There is great peril in the new movie Frozen. Co-director Jennifer Lee says for a teaser, they wanted to find a clever way to introduce the oddly adorable snowman Olaf to the goofy-looking reindeer Sven. So they had a gag session.
We are having these big philosophical conversations about what do a reindeer and a snowman have in common? And the thing we just got to is, well, they both like carrots.
So think about it. Some of the most respected minds in animation figured out not only that they both like carrots, but that just one carrot between them would cause great dramatic tension. When Olaf the snowman sneezes, his carrot nose flies off and lands in the middle of an ice pond. The reindeer thinks, snack, and the scramble for the carrot is on. The animators had a field day with Olaf. The snowman uses one of his twig arms to catapult himself across the ice. When he falls off a cliff, the snowballs that are his body rearrange in midair. Olaf is voiced by Josh Gad. He says he was in awe of how the animators took full advantage of the fact that Olaf is made of snow.
What does snow do? It builds on itself. It can melt. There's so many opportunities for this character to add or subtract mass. And I think that that became such a unique part of the comedy in the film.
And the snowman also dreams of experiencing another season.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
Josh Gad has done theater, sitcoms, feature films. Voicing gags, he says, is a unique process.
There's a page of different sounds that the human body shouldn't make that they wanted me to do over and over again. And so the animators just kind of sit there, and as you're alone in a booth going, ooh, oh,
Animators say the best gags are character-driven because what makes them funny is not just the action, but the reaction. In Frozen, the sweet Olaf always looks on the bright side, even when he starts to melt. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.